عن كعب بن عجرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم احضروا المنبر فحضرنا فلما ارتقى درجة قال آمين فلما ارتقى الدرجة الثانية قال آمين فلما ارتقى الدرجة الثالثة قال آمين فلما نزل قلنا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد سمعنا منك اليوم شيئا ما كنا نسمعه قال إن جبريل عليه السلام عرض لي فقال بعد من نظرك رمضان فلم يغفر له قلت آمين فلما ركيت الثانية قال بعد من ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي عليك قلت آمين فلما ركيت الثالثة قال بعد من أدرك أبويه الكبر إنه أو أحدهما فلم يدخلاه الجنة قلت آمين رواه الحاكم وقال صحيح الإسناد حديث نمبر 3 هذا كعب بن عجرة رضي الله عنه ليس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said come near to the pulpit to the minbar and we came near the minbar when he ascended the first step of the pulpit the minbar he said Ameen when he ascended the second step he said Ameen When he ascended the third step, he said, Ameen. When he descended, he said, O Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have heard from you today something which we never heard before. He said, when I ascended, when I climbed the first step, Jibreel alayhi salam appeared before me and said, Woe to him who found the blessed month of Ramadan and let it pass by without getting forgiveness. Upon that, I said, Ameen. When I ascended the second step, he said, Woe to him before whom thy name is mentioned, and then he does not recite durood, invoke Allah's blessings on you. I replied, Ameen. When I ascended the third step, climbed the third step, he said, Woe unto him in whose presence his parents or either one of them attain old age, and through failure to serve them, he is not allowed to enter Jannah. I said, Ameen. In this hadith, it appears that Jibreel alayhi salam gave expression to three curses upon which Rasulullah said, Ameen, every time. In Nur al-Manthur, it is reported that Jibreel salatu wasalam advised Rasulullah salam to say Ameen. Being an angel of such high status, Jibreel salatu wasalam's dua, badua, invocation for these curses are sure to be accepted. May Allah, in His infinite mercy, grant us help and save us from these dangers. Ameen. The first person mentioned above finds himself in the month of Ramadan, in the month of blessing and righteousness, and still spends the day in sin and disregards his duties. Thus, he does not gain forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of Allah's mercy, and if even this month is spent in evil and negligence, how can he expect it to be pardoned for his sins? If he cannot gain Allah's pleasure in Ramadan, then when will he do so? The way to seek Allah's pardon for his sins is to fulfill his obligations in the month of Ramadan, as enjoined by Allah Ta'ala, such as fasting, offering tarawih prayers, and repentance of past sins. The second unfortunate person is he who hears Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name mentioned, and yet does not recite durood, salatu salam on him. For this reason, some religious scholars consider it wajib, incumbent, to recite durood, salatu salam, whenever the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned. In some hadith, the person who fails to do so is called unfortunate and miserly. Such people are even mentioned as those who lose the way to Jannah, or among those who will enter Jahannam, hell, or those who will not look upon the blessed face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The scholars give us various interpretations of these hadith. The fact still remains that failure to recite durood is indeed very unfortunate. And why shall it not be after all the favors bestowed upon this ummah through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are of such magnitude that neither our writings nor can our lectures do justice in describing them. His favors on us are indeed exceedingly great. Therefore, any reprimand for the neglect of durood is justified. On the other hand, the reward for durood is tremendous. The hadith teaches us that whosoever recites durood, salatu salam, once on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah sends 10 blessings on him and the angels pray for him. All his sins are forgiven, his rank is elevated, a reward is received as much as Mount Uhud, and on his behalf Rasulullah sallam shall intercede shafa'at on the day of Qiyamah, judgment. Further, promises of reward are obtaining Allah's pleasure, mercy and immunity against his anger, safety from terrors of Qiyamah, seeing one's promised place in Jannah while still alive on the earth. Besides these, there is the promise of never being troubled by poverty and need and of enjoying nearness to the Prophet ﷺ, the promise of help against enemies and the promise of being the beloved of others. The ulama of fiqh, jurisprudence, have said that it is compulsory
to recite durood at least once in a lifetime, while it is wajib necessary to recite the same every time the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam is mentioned. Some say it is mustahab, meaning preferable, desirable. The third person mentioned in the above hadith is he in whose lifetime one or both of his parents reach old age, and yet he is unable to gain Jannah by serving them. The ulama have stated that in every permissible act, it is compulsory to obey the parents' commands. One shall not be disrespectful to them and be humble, even though they be non-believers. Neither shall one raise his voice above theirs, nor address them by their names and give them due precedence. When they have to be called towards the good and prohibited from evil, it shall be done leniently, and one shall continue to pray for them, even if they refuse to accept. At all times, they shall be honored and respected. In a hadith, it is related, the best of doors for entering Jannah is the Father. If you wish, look after it, and if you wish, destroy it. A sahabi inquired from Rasulullah, what are the rights due to parents? He replied, they are your Jannah and your Jahannam. Yani their pleasure leads you to Jannah, yani heaven, while their displeasure leads you to Jahannam, hell. Further, it is stated in a hadith that when an obedient son looks with love and affection at his parents, the reward for that gaze shall be the same as for a maqbool accepted hajj. In another hadith, it is stated that, except associating other gods with Allah, Allah forgives all sins as He pleases. However, he inflicts retribution and punishment in return for disobedience to parents right in this world before death. A sahabi said, O Messenger of Allah, I want to go for jihad. Rasulullah asked, is your mother alive? He replied, yes. Rasulullah then said, serve her, Jannah lies under her feet for you. Again, another hadith says, the pleasure of Allah lies in pleasing one's father, and Allah's displeasure lies in displeasing one's father. From the above, it shall not be deduced that where the parents who had not been properly treated and respected are now dead, there is no way for their children to make amends. According to the Sharia, to the religion, there is a way out. The hadith teaches us that in such cases, one shall constantly pray for their forgiveness, and by doing so will be counted among those who are obedient. Another hadith states that the best deed one can do after the death of one's father is to treat his friends and companions in a friendly manner as the father will have done to the friends. Allah, save us from these curses. Allah, enable us to make use of this holy month, this month of blessing. We should be very, very careful in respect of our a'mal and deeds. Sometimes we go to do some good deeds, and in that we do many bad. For example, right now we walk out, and if we start talking outside, if our children start running around the neighbor's gardens and everything, if we start littering, then all the good that we've done in hukukul ibad, the rights of the servants that we snatch and by hurting the neighbors and doing other things, then everything will go down the drain. Understand? So be very careful. And the shaitan has, you know, made us like that, he's cheated us in many, many ways, and then our nafs and ego. So we do these things which sometimes we don't even realize, but it's very dangerous. Now, if we go out and we start talking loudly, now 12 o'clock, these people, they go to sleep at 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, they're sleeping. So it will disturb them to hurt your neighbors. You know how bad that is? Allahu Akbar, it's very, very severe. So all our deeds will go down. Understand? And then in the month of Ramadan, if we sit in the masjid every day, alhamdulillah, mashallah, there's maulana here, we benefit. So be very careful, you know, if we take tea, we spill it around in the masjid, we do other things, make it dirty, or we start talking worldly things, then all our ibadah is going to go down the drain. You know, this month, we should sit and cry, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah accept us all, Allah accept us all. Also, today is Friday. After Thursday, when Maghrib, after Maghrib is Friday starts. So today is Thursday. And then Friday night. So Friday night, the great thing to do on Friday is to read Salatul Salam on Rasulullah. You know, today we've distanced ourselves. Today we read in the second last ayat of Surah Tawbah, just before Surah Yunus, لَقَدْ جَاكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ. Indeed, there has come upon you a Rasul from amongst you. مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. You know, he's an insan, he's a human like you. He's not an angel. Understand? Yes. Like the way there's different rocks, diamond is also a rock, but it's a precious rock. So Rasulullah is way greater in comparison to what I'm comparing a diamond to other rocks. And Rasulullah in comparison to us is way greater than the diamond compared to other rocks. But what I'm saying is Rasulullah in anfusikum. And he is natural thing, and he's a human like us. But ajeeb Rasulullah. And today, us, how much love do we have for Nabi Kareem? And in this hadith, first the right of Allah in Ramzan. That's Allah's right. Then Allah tells us the greatest right, the right of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then the greatest right concerning the servants of Allah, your parents. Three rights. Allah's rights, in this hadith we read. So Allah's right, the month of Ramadan. Make use of it. And then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's right, send Salatu Wasalam. And that person's a miser, woe to him, destruction for him. That when Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioned, can we not move our tongue and say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Of course. And there's so much reward for it. And today's Friday. So one thing, stress on Friday. There's no other ibadah which is stress. Yes, there's Surah Kahf, coming early for Jummah, the Jummah Salat, taking ghusl, that's stress in hadith. But besides that, there isn't like, read this much Salat, do this thing, do this. But Durood Sharif, Salatu Wasalam, is stress. Rasulullah, out of all the days, the leader of all the days is the day of Friday. Right? So in this day, send much Salat upon me because your Salat is... Today we have no connection with Nabi Karim Salam. With concentration, if people been to Medina, think yourself in front of all the Adhar, in front of Nabi Karim Salam, it's great. Can't be with concentration. Sometimes you just say, Allah, without concentration, but try to concentrate. Try to get some connection with Nabi Karim Salam. Today we've distanced ourselves. This is why we don't get these people, as a Shaykh of Hadith, come to the right now. Today I was just reading Bahjatul Nufus. Over 40 mukashafat and dreams. There was over thousands, but 40 are collected. Abu Hazar Shaykh, and about his kitabs in that. Wujuduhu baraka. Rasulullah said, his existence is blessing for you. Rasulullah, I'm with him. He's wherever he's going. Whatever he's giving out is from me. All these dreams of the author of this kitab. Why? He was promised for Medina Munawwara, a death in Medina Munawwara. In his last age, when he wants to die in Medina, he's doing journeys to South Africa, England, and that. Where? Rasulullah is commanding. Rasulullah said, I'm with you. Don't worry, go. Understand? He wants to die in Medina. But these... Now imagine a person like this, Hazrat Shaykh. So, Manana said to do bayan. I said, what bayan? There's this Hazrat Shaykh's words are 10,000 times better than my words. What am I going to say? What am I going to do? What amal do I have? Understand? But Allah give us through the blessing of our Akabir Mashaykh, Allahu Akbar. Today, our connection with Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not like that. We should have so much connection. So especially on Friday, read a lot of Salatu Wasalam on Nabi Karim. We follow the Sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make dua in this month of Ramadan. Allah give us connection with the Quran, connection with the Hadith of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah enable us to also our parents, make use of our parents as we have them, make dua for them, do their khidmat. And our parents who passed away, do Quran khatams for them, do isari suha for them, make dua for them. Our parents is a big ni'mat that Allah has given us. When Allah takes ni'mat away, qadr ni'mat ba'd al-zawal, it says, it's a saying that there's qadr of a ni'mat. The use of a bounty and a boon of Allah is after Allah takes it away, snatches away. When you have somebody or something in your presence, you have no use for it. And when that thing's taken away, then Allah makes us understand the preciousness of that. You know, then a person has, oh, I didn't make use of it, I didn't make use of it. So when we have some ni'mat, Allah enable us to. So the month of Ramadan is ni'mat. We've been making dua since Rajab. Allah keep us alive. So now Allah's kept us alive, Allah enable us to do much. I shouldn't talk more, we should try to do more instead of talking more. So just be careful when you go out too. You know, don't talk around inside. If you have to talk, talk out here or at the back there. Make sure the doors are closed or inside your cars quietly. If you gather around, make sure our children don't run around in people's, you know, lawn and that. All these things, make sure the Masjid Adab people are sitting here and they only talk about the things of Akhirat, Quran and Hadith, or read Quran. You know, the month is to do something, not just majlis. You know, if I speak, it's not a thing, but do something, inshallah. Understand? And you know what kind of people are supposed to speak? Those people who do things. And what do I do that I can, you know? So this is why Ta'aleem is Hazrat Shaykh's words, Allah enable us to think, Hazrat Rasulullah's hadith and Quran. نسينا فرسوان الله يعني شوانك ومشتنا مشتنا